Today is the first day of February. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back around the global campfire, and welcome to a brand new month, shiny and sparkly. And we are beginning a month, and we are beginning a week at the same time, brand new, shiny, and sparkly. So it's all fresh. Fresh beginning, fresh starts. And it's our custom around here to acknowledge that there's a week in front of us. It's gonna happen. It has not happened yet, but it's going to. And it's either gonna happen to us or we're gonna happen to it. And that just depends on how we choose to have our eyes and ears open to ourselves, our reactions, our thoughts, our words, our choices, our deeds. We will tell the story. Man, let's tell a good story. Let's get this month off to a good start. We start stacking up days and weeks and then months, walking a narrow path that leads to life, and pretty soon it's our way of life. And some of those old strongholds or well-worn pathways that we keep falling into and reacting to, well, we have begun to rewire our brain, which is a real thing. New neural pathways are formed, and we form new ways of thinking. Transformed ways of thinking. Things that we never thought we could get through or ever change, they actually can be, if we're willing to do the work. And that begins with being honest with ourselves. And so we begin this week, and we begin this month, knowing that there's a brand new week, and we can watch. We can at least watch ourselves, and catch ourselves, and make new and better and wise choices. And so let's do that. Obviously, there is a rhythm here, and it is a good and wise choice, and that rhythm is to show up every day, together, here, around the global campfire, moving forward day by day and step by step. And that is what we've come to do. And as we begin this month, well, the children of Israel have been driven out of Egypt. The final of the plagues, which was the death of the firstborn, that was the last piece. I mean, the children of Israel weren't just set free, they were driven out. And so we will pick up that story, and as it's a new week, this week we'll read from the New English Translation, Exodus 13, 17 through 15, 18 today. When Pharaoh released the people, God did not lead them by the way to the land of the Philistines, although that was nearby. For God said, "Lest the people change their minds and return to Egypt when they experience war." So God brought the people around by the way of the wilderness to the Red Sea, and the Israelites went up from the land of Egypt prepared for battle. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for Joseph had made the Israelites solemnly swear, "God will surely attend to you, and you will carry my bones up from this place with you." They journeyed from Sukkot and camped in Etam on the edge of the desert. Now the Lord was going before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel day or night. He did not remove the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites that they must turn and camp before Pi Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. You are to camp by the sea before Baal Zephon, opposite it. Pharaoh will think regarding the Israelites, 'They are wandering around confused in the land. The desert has closed in on them. I will harden Pharaoh's hearts, and he will chase after them. I will gain honor because of Pharaoh and because of all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So this is what they did. When it was reported to the king of Egypt that the people had fled, the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And the king and his servants said, "What in the world have we done? For we have released the people of Israel from serving us." Then he prepared his chariots and took his army with him. He took 600 select chariots and all the rest of the chariots of Egypt and officers on all of them. But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he chased after the Israelites. Now the Israelites were going out defiantly. The Egyptians chased after them, and all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army overtook them, camping by the sea beside Pi-Hahiroth before Baal Zephon. When Pharaoh got closer, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them, and they were terrified. The Israelites cried out to the Lord, and they said to Moses, "Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the desert? What in the world have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Isn't this what we told you in Egypt? Leave us alone so that we can serve the Egyptians, because it is better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Moses said to the people, "Do not fear. Stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord that he will provide for you today. For the Egyptians that you see today, you will never, ever see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you can be still." The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. And as for you, lift up your staff and extend your hand toward the sea and divide it, so that the Israelites may go through the middle of the sea on dry ground. And as for me, I am going to harden the hearts of the Egyptians, so that they will come after them, that I may be honored because of Pharaoh and his army and his chariots and his horsemen. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I have gained my honor because of Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." The angel of God, who was going before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them. It came between the Egyptian camp and the Israelite camp. It was a dark cloud, and it lit up the night, so that one camp did not come near the other the whole night. Moses stretched out his hand toward the sea, and the Lord drove the sea apart by a strong east wind all that night. And he made the sea into dry land, and the water was divided. So the Israelites went through the middle of the sea on dry ground, the water forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. The Egyptians chased them and followed them into the middle of the sea, all the horses of Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. In the morning watch, the Lord looked down on the Egyptian army through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he threw the Egyptian army into a panic. He jammed the wheels of their chariots so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, "Let's flee from Israel, for the Lord fights for them against Egypt." The Lord said to Moses, "Extend your hand toward the sea, so that the waters may flow back on the Egyptians, on their chariots, and on their horsemen." So Moses extended his hand toward the sea, and the sea returned to its normal state when the sun began to rise. Now the Egyptians were fleeing before it, but the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the middle of the sea. The water returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the army of Pharaoh that was coming after the Israelites into the sea. Not so much as one of them survived. But the Israelites walked on dry ground in the middle of the sea, the water forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. So the Lord saved Israel on that day from the power of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the shore of the sea. When Israel saw the great power that the Lord had exercised over the Egyptians, they feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. They said, "I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. The chariots of Pharaoh and his army he has thrown into the sea, and his chosen officers were drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They went down to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the abundance of your majesty, you have overthrown those who rise up against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters were piled up. The flowing water stood upright like a heap, and the deep waters were solidified in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, 'I will chase, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire will be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword, my hand will destroy them.' But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, fearful in praises, working wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. By your loyal love, you will lead the people whom you have redeemed. You will guide them by your strength to your holy dwelling place. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will seize the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom will be terrified. Trembling will seize the leaders of Moab, and the inhabitants of Canaan will shake. Fear and dread will fall on them. By the greatness of your arm they will be as still as stone until your people pass by, O Lord, until the people whom you have bought pass by. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place you made for your residence, O Lord, the sanctuary, O Lord, that your hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever." Matthew 21, 23 through 46. Now after Jesus entered the temple courts, the chief priests and elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them, "I will also ask you one question. If you answer me, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Where did John's baptism come from? From heaven or from people?" They discussed this among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say from people, we fear the crowd, for they all considered John to be a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We don't know." Then he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work in the vineyard today." The boy answered, "I will not." But later he had a change of heart and went. The father went to the other son and said the same thing. This boy answered, "I will, sir," but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will? They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth. Tax collectors and prostitutes will go ahead of you into the kingdom of God. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe. Although you saw this, you did not later change your minds and believe him." Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard. He put a fence around it, dug a pit for its wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and went on a journey. When the harvest time was near, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his portion of the crop. But the tenants seized his slaves, beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him and get his inheritance." So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. And when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, "He will utterly destroy those evil men. Then he will lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him his portion at the harvest." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For this reason, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and the one on whom it falls will be crushed." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they were afraid of the crowds, because the crowds regarded him as a prophet. Psalm 26 by David. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have integrity, and I trust in the Lord without wavering. Examine me, O Lord, and test me. Evaluate my inner thoughts and motives, for I am ever aware of your faithfulness, and your loyalty continually motivates me. I do not associate with deceitful men or consort with those who are dishonest. I hate the mob of evil men and do not associate with the wicked. I maintain a pure lifestyle, so I can appear before your altar, O Lord, to give you thanks and to tell about all your amazing deeds. O Lord, I love the temple where you live, the place where your splendor is revealed. Do not sweep me away with sinners, or execute me along with violent people who are always ready to do wrong or offer a bribe. But I have integrity. Rescue me and have mercy on me. I am safe, and among the worshipers I will praise the Lord. Proverbs 6:16-19. There are 6 things that the Lord hates, even 7 things that are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that are swift to run to evil. A false witness who pours out lies. And a person who spreads discord among family members. Father, we thank you for your word. And here we are, brand new week, brand new month. We invite your Holy Spirit to speak truth to us and lead us into all truth, as is promised in the scriptures. We pray that we will be paying attention, because there is no doubt you will lead us into all truth. The question is, are we paying attention? And are we willing to see it and walk in it? This is a new month and this is a new week to do just that. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would help us remember to be aware and awake and alert, that we would have situational awareness to what is going on around us, especially in our own hearts. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Bonjour, hello. This is Victorious from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. I'm a first-time caller and have been a loyal and faithful dabber since 2023. I'm asking for you to please pray for my sister Bridget, who is starting radiation tomorrow, which is January 27th. Please pray as you feel led. I appreciate all of your prayers. I pray for all of you and love you all. Merci. Thank you.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is New Eyes in Chattanooga, Tennessee, trying to stay warm with the super cold temps that we don't usually have. I want to bless you all, and I want to just thank the gentleman from Texas who just brought us such an encouraging word about how God has worked in his life after leaving prison and just having relationships and opportunities that he's very thankful for that God has brought into his life. I just want to continue to bless you, brother, and just testify to how the glory of God and the mercy that he's shown you is just pouring out of your spirit as you share with us. And that is such an encouragement. And I just want to just thank you for that message. And it really helps remind me that so much of what God does for us is inside of us. And the perspective that we have about our journey on this earth, and that we are eternal, and that our relationship with God is never broken. And there's never anything missing, that he is complete and he completely loves us. And our knowledge of that is what brings us out of the hardest circumstances. So thank you, brother, for your testimony. May you continue to see relationships get mended with your children and your family. May you see all of those things that your mouth just testified about. And we are thankful for your story. Be blessed.
Hello, my beautiful dabbers. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It is January 26th. I'm calling to lift up some of the prayer requests fearfully and wonderfully made from Virginia, called in regarding her son, Nicholas. He's having psychotic breakdowns, episodes. Let's lift him up to the Father's throne of grace. Heavenly Father, our blessed, blessed, blessed Heavenly God, the Almighty Creator, the Ancient of Days, El Shaddai, hallowed be your beautiful and reverentially holy name, Lord. You are a good God. You are a faithful God. Lord, all your promises are yes and amen. We know we can come to you, Lord, and we come to you now petitioning, pleading, and standing in the gap for this young man, Nicholas. Lord God, many of us have family members with mental illness. We do not understand it, but we know since the fall and sin, how sin came into the world, it has affected our bodies and our minds, Lord. And we also know that as believers, the devil cannot dwell with the Holy Spirit, Lord God. So we pray first and foremost for Nicholas's salvation, Lord. And if he is saved, Father God, we just pray, Lord, that you'll use him mightily, and you will go before him, Lord. You will give him a sound mind, whether it's through medication, through whatever he needs, Lord God. We pray for Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, that she will learn to be resilient and to continue to have hope and faith and to face this with her son, knowing it's part of a trial of life, Lord God, and that in due time that fruit will be produced, Lord God, if she just remains faithful and trusting. We pray and ask all of this in the blessed, abundant name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Hey, DAB family, this is Resting in God's Shadow. I want to lift up the mom that called in prayer for her son, Nicholas, that he was recently released from the hospital, has a diagnosis of the schizophrenia disorder, and is really struggling, is really, really having a hard time, is paranoid of her not taking his medications, not doing his follow-up appointments. So Heavenly Father, I lift Nicholas up to you. Heavenly Father, I plead your healing blood over him in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you put your healing hands on him in the name of Jesus, and you said everything with regards of how his brain functions, the synapse, the neurotransmitters, all the chemical balance in his brain. You set it right as it was originally created in the name of Jesus. I pray peace over Nicholas in the name of Jesus. I pray peace over his mom in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray that Nicholas has an encounter with you, an encounter that he cannot deny, that he knows that it is you, and that he is able to hear your voice more clearly, more soundly than any other voice, and he is able to follow your voice, your lead, and your wisdom and your discernment over what he should do in this situation. Heavenly Father, I pray your calm and your presence in the name of Jesus so clearly and keenly felt between Nicholas and his mom. And Father, I pray you bring people into Nicholas's life that can guide him and direct him on the next steps and then in the path that he should go to help him with this disorder. It is in your mighty, matchless name, Jesus, that I pray. Amen.
Neighbors, it's Lisa the Encourager. I just wanted to call about a couple things this evening. I wanted to call, and I don't know if it was the Thanksgiving call-in or the Christmas one, but I know a couple called in who had listened or who has listened to Daily Audio Bible for a very long time. And the woman said that she was taking care of her husband who has Parkinson. It was the first time that they had ever called in, but they've been listening for a very, very long time. So I just had a visual of, you know, what that must be like for her to be taking care of her husband. And so I just wanted to reach out and let you know I'm thinking about you and praying for you and through that journey in watching after your husband. I also have a prayer request for one of my good friends. Her name is Kathy, and she had breast cancer about 15 years ago. She was pretty young when she first received that diagnosis, and now it has returned on her lung and metastasized. And so she is seeking treatment at MD Anderson, and they're going to be giving her a regimen. So I would just like if you could pray with me for Kathy and her cancer. And I think there was another woman that called in that had a similar situation where she had breast cancer and then it reappeared on her lung, and she had a lung that had collapsed, and that's the same thing that happened to my friend Kathy. So if we could just remember her in prayer, I would greatly appreciate it. And I also wanted to pray for the woman that called in at the end on January 17th and said she was hopeless in her job and her supervisors were being mean to her.
This is Paul from Wales. Blessings all. just listened to January the 23rd. I'm a couple of days behind. It's the 26th, and I'm sitting before I do a workout. Here, old, but I'm going to do a workout. And I heard Aspiring Faith from Indiana share a beautiful testimony about her lifelong wait for marriage. And I thought it was the best news I've heard in many a year. So although I don't know you, I celebrate for you. I praise God. He really is a God that can do anything. And thank you for your obedience and your journey and your patience. And I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.